How to bring happiness in our marriages.
Before I start the madras, I want to give a mention of Hazrat Malam Masroor Asad Rahmatullah Ali. When he came to South Africa, and he was invited to one place, and the house people, you know, they had some beautiful dishes, you know, beautiful dishes. So they put the dishes on. It's obvious that what you got in your house, the wife was going to show it to others, you know, I got this by me. And long I'm not alone. So what happened? The man of the house said to the wife, Hazrat, you won't like this. You better pick up all his plates and one with all his fancy plates, pick it up. They pick the plate up and they change it to plain plates and whatever. And the woman was very happy to put that other color plates, you know, Hazrat came and put that. Hazrat came there. You see, when you become Allah becomes yours. That everything you say is like Allah saying. If you have the quality in you to keep away from sins and become close to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala means to speak. Whatever you say, Allah Ta'ala means to speak. Hazrat came, he says, change this place and put something. In other words, that place we were before was put those plates. What do we learn from it? You see, the dil rakhna badi cheez. Yeah, to keep someone's heart in believing deep. Especially the wife's heart too. Because she causes so much pain to go for it. Because everything. So how nice they are just stepping by the place. And the lady got so happy. Likewise, Irani Sahida Rahmatullah Ali, in the month of Ramadan, was a Tanya Rahmatullah Ali, she was making one waistcoat. Whole month she spent the time in making that thing. Some ladies would be, she didn't know what ibadah she made. I don't know what she may not read Quran also. But here she is showing that I want to keep her down, give a surprise. She doesn't know about it. Quietly she's doing it every day, she's making it. On the Monday before Eid, it was ready. And on Eid day, she gave it to him. The moment when he saw that, he said, how can I wear this? Why I'm saying to you that if you are faced with the situation, how would you respond? Everything that you've been told to us is how will you respond? I'm sure you go fight it. What would you tell her? Because she says, how can I make this? What the people will say? You know. But he wants the thing. He kept her heart. He said, no matter what it is, it's not a sin. Not a haram. He put the thing on, but he was not happy to wear it, but he kept that. Forego your happiness to the next person's happiness. So he put the thing on, and he went to the Eidgah. So when he went to the Eidgah, after the Eid Namaz, so one audience said, Hazrat, is not fit to be, you are not supposed to wear this kind of thing. So he took it out and gave it to him. He wore it and kept the wife happy too. And then he took it and gave it to him too. What I'm trying to say is how to keep people happy. Especially the wife. And that's what we're not doing. Many a time they ask you certain things, as long as it's not haram and sin, you must do it. You must do it to keep her happy. There's so many things that she do for you, if you take account of it, you'll be surprised that you know you're not fit to be that. They're just serving you. So if you look at the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem, everything leads to the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem, everything. That today we go to the house, the wife says, hey, khuda khair kar. And what will happen today? Well, Rajesh Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, when she comes to the house, the way the wind enters, the Sunnah enters, there's joy there. Why is it not in our homes? Because that death when the husband comes in, there's joy, happiness. That's why my husband always gave this one hadith, he always mentions. That person who looks at his wife in muhabbat, and the wife looks at the husband in muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala looks at him in rahmat. And he said this word, his word, not my word, khub rahmat luto garne. Khub rahmat luto garne. You can get enough in any amount of rahmat in your house. You don't have to go for rahmat also. Now I'm saying this because we have to change our ways at home. And he said it was the reason for it. Now if we do want to use it, we do the correct thing. We can talk to everyone with a smile. And the worst thing the person speaks to you, accept it happily. The same thing the wife tells you, you think she's throwing stones on you. I'm not saying hazard for that. You can do anything for your friend outside. If you tell you something which you do not like it to, but you smile it. But the same thing the wife will tell you, no smile. She gave you a life. Ask those people who were going out friends all the time, wasting time here and there and gave their wife no time. Ask them today when they got no money. No one looking at their faces too. The only person making the khidmat is the wife. Ask that person who was very healthy, good health. He was wasting his time with all the friends at night, going to this club and that club, playing cards and all kinds. The moment he felt ill, everyone left him. The only person looked after him, the wife. So what, your wife is your life. My husband always tells you, know, she left everything for you. She left her parents, she left her friends, she had her neighbors, everyone for you. To that extent, sometimes if she's your, if the husband, if the mother and father have something against her, she still goes beside the husband. She won't go against the husband. So we have to understand that we must overlook the shortcomings in that. We meet other people when we talk and joke and we put our eyes to wrong places too. Wrong places we put our eyes. See the wrong people, smile at the wrong people. They are the four walls being Allah, Allah, looking up and do all the dirty work. And when you come then you show them your dirty face, what happens? Why did I say dirty face? Because all the sin that you're committing is reflecting. Man will not understand this, but he said, well, why when I come home, why there's a fight between me and my wife? If nothing else, because the reflection of all your bad deeds you're doing outside, the filth and all the dirty words you're speaking with everyone. When you came in home, it reflected. And reflect to the wife that now she becomes to fight with you. Then you must say, I am at fault, not she at fault. If you begin to think like that, then you begin to change also better. No one is prepared to change. Everything that's her fault, not mine. And many a time you find the husband is eating fat and the wife is eating tears. And he does not even worry about it. This is not the subject I was going to speak. It just means Allah Ta'ala wants me to speak. That now, she is full of tears, but yes, she made the food for her husband. Many a time, you know, the wife cannot make food also. You sometimes say, if I did not have a husband, I did not have a cook also. So in other words, she's cooking for who? She's She's cooking for the husband. She's cooking her husband. How much her husband will appreciate? That's why the Tanya Rahma says, many a time the wife will ask, what do you want to eat? The husband. Did the husband think for a moment, she's asking this question, I would appreciate it. But at the time he gave a very good answer, he said, I always tell her to make those things which is easy to make. And I always ask her to make those things which she likes, not me. How considerate you're supposed to be. This is what we don't have in this. Sad to say that, we don't have. Whatever your problems outside you went through, no matter whatever the problems is, when you come home, the problem will be forgotten. Don't bring your problems in your house because you can't say to anyone, you take it out on them. The house becomes a mess. There's no joy in the house. Whole day vichara she waits. And when you come in that condition, what happens to you? What happens to the house? One side we're reading Quran, one side we're making zikr, one side we do everything good, but the one thing washes everything away. It washes away everything. May Allah Ta'ala make muhabbat in the home. Barakat in the house. Barakat is important. Izzat in the house. Each one must make izzat for one another. Respect is very important. If you don't have respect, you lost everything. Respect each other is very important. Kindness is very important. And that can only come in us because humility in us. Humility is the best quality, the best thing. If you've got pride in you, then you have all the harm to you. But if you've got humility in you, then anyone can say anything you want. It will not affect you. So that was that came in mind, thought that we shared it with you all. I was so happy, you know. Let our homes be happy. Our homes must be happy. That's very important. Everyone outside can praise you. But your wife won't praise you, then what else you want? They can praise you outside and tell you are like this and like that and like that. Like the Baba. You know, when Hazrat gave an insult to the Baba. While the king was sleeping, and he gave him a shave. Complete sleep. And he got up to say, hey, what happened here? He said, call him. You did this. And today your name is Ustad. He became very famous everywhere. Then what happened? His wife came to know about it. His wife said, what Ustad look? You know Ustad. Call other Babas, they tell you Ustad, then you Ustad. Because they know better than everyone else. So this is what we are. Others tell you Ustad, you get very happy. But in reality, it's not a Muslim. Like that Buzruk. Wife, she can do whatever she wants. She can't tell you. You can't tell your wife, you know, she can do whatever she wants. You can't straighten them, man. They'll straighten you. They'll straighten. Like that Buzruk Bichara. What a great Buzruk. The wife was never one of the persons who not become your motabi, the busus, or the wives. They never become. They never. And they are good for your Islam. So it so happened that busu, he told the wife, told me, when you like this, like that, he keeps quiet. So one day, you know, she saw one busu fly in the air. So she said, you know what? What buzruk are you talking about? That was a buzruk who flew on the air. He said, yes, it was me. Oh, it was you. That was a prime buzruk. Obi Teri Omei. what do we learn from this? See, they're very important to learn, servants. See, very important, what do we learn? The Muslims give us this incident for what? Not to go and tell them. Never to tell them to put us right. That we will expect all these kind of things happening. And how you must combat it. How you must beat it. Not to make it worse. But our homes are not, we're not getting any results out of it. Getting worse today. You'd be surprised, some homes, what language they use, Allahu Akbar. What language they use. And the same woman after that, they don't get eye, blue eye, and this eye, that eye. And worst part of it, the husband knows she can't go anywhere. And he tells her, you can't go anywhere, what will happen? The child is, just keep quiet. Just keep quiet. Yes, she does her duties with all that pain. And when someone comes through, the way she hides that fault of the husband, look at that, the husband give a blue eye. All kind of things the husband do. The moment someone comes, she hides the fault of the husband and say, what happened? And nothing happened. Even her mother and father comes too. The way she behaved in that time, that the mother and father will not know that my husband did this to me. I know so many people write to me and tell me that I hide, my mother don't know. Just last week some case came to me, the way she cried in front of me. And she's telling me, but then your mother and father knows about it. How can I tell my mother and father? How can I run my husband down? Did the husband give a team at that too? How can I tell mom? She does not want to tell anyone about it. And that's how we see it. And the same people you come to read namaz in the front line. Same people. Same people you see you sit in a company of pious people. So what are we learning now? Not just like, these are the qualities we're supposed to have in us. Read a tahajjud namaz. Sometimes you cannot read tahajjud namaz. Never mind. Bring this quality into you. The quality of good character. Akhlaq was the biggest thing. On a day of Qiyamah, the scale of justice, the most weightiest one will that be of akhlaq. It overtakes everyone. Akhlaq. Because you know something, you'll be surprised. I know of an ordinary man, I always use that example. But I've never seen him getting angry. And I never saw him, he makes sure that he's always been kind and generous. Well, not a rich man, but a good man. Very generous and kind. When he was passing away, he was reading kalema. I said, this kalema is because of the action of the sabr that you make at home. The sabr. The sabr. Yet he was not a person to wake up with tahajjud namaz. Nothing. But he was a good man. To read his five times namaz, he never hurt anyone. He had one command in him, that when he entered the masjid, he made salam to everyone. Everyone he made salam to. And you must know one thing, if you got pride in you, the only remedy for pride is to make salam to everyone. And make salam to the poor ones more. Poor people more. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave one nasihat to one. Sahabi Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, Abu Dharr. Love the miskins. Be like the miskins. Miskins are not mean poor. Miskins are those who have no pride in them. Miskins. Oh Allah, let me die the miskin. Rasulullah said, let me among the miskins. The first advice he told him this much is love the miskin. Miskin of Allah. Never become a miskin. Had that quality. Sulaiman alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he's come to down the Muslims to the mosque, he said, look, because he should sit among the miskins. He was a king. Because he knew the quality of Sri Ramananda's case. The quality of humility. Humbleness. Allah loves humility. He loves so much humility. Man can be given the best of knowledge, best of money, best of health, everything. If he's got humility, he's got everything. But he's got best of health and but he's got pride in him, he's got nothing. Then there's fear on and he's no difference. Allah Mari, Father. So the first thing he said is, then he said to him, that man, Abu Zar, whenever you do something, look at you lower than you, not higher than you. That's what dunya is called. Only look at people lower than you. Never look at people higher than you. Because if you look at people higher than you, you will never reach anywhere. Because you go more higher and higher and higher. Abdullah ibn Umar, he was very rich, very handsome, everything best. He had the best of money, everything, but he was trying to live more higher and higher. The more higher he lived, there was no peace at all. There was always a competition all the time. But the moment he began to look at people lower than him, Allahu Akbar. Then he began to thank Allah Ta'ala for everything that he did. He began, a person got more shoes, you think he got shoes on. A person got more house, you got your house on. Everything now he begins with shukr to Allah. So how important it is to look at people lower than you, not higher than you, as far as dunya is concerned. But as far as deen is concerned, he said, look at people higher than you. If that person needs tahajjud namaz, let me also need tahajjud namaz. If that person needs Quran Sharif, let me need more Quran Sharif. If that person gives charity, let me give more charity. Don't look down at that person, but yeah, there's a competition between him and you, that, yeah, Allah, he can give, let me give also. In other words, you look at the good things, the deen, as the deen is concerned. So this is what we support. The subject was supposed to be on ghibat, backbiting. A very serious talk, but I cannot talk today. It's a very long talk. This will show you that one of the reasons why we are so much back is because of backbiting. And we have not taken it seriously at all. What a serious sin it is. Man does not understand that because we are talking all the time. Two things. A person who has taken the road to suluk, the road to Allah Ta'ala, two things need us all the time. Kam milna, kam bolna. These two things are very important. It's like compulsory. If you want to be successful and go to the road to Allah Ta'ala, these two things are very important. Meet less and talk less. If you want these two things, meet less and talk less, then this backbite will never come in your life. The reason this backbiting is this, that we're meeting a lot and in every circle of ours, every circle, no matter with learned people, no matter ordinary people, everyone are victim of it. Very few people are free, but if you only know what the sin it is, but inshallah, next we'll discuss that. Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Amal Kamil, Kofi, 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 فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا توكل باسمك وغلب من الصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا وادخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار واستحمنا اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان أحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة آخر الزمان ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب العالمين